Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast. The number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
Where does podcasting fit into your marketing strategy? That is going to be the topic of our episode in today's ABM Conversations podcast. This is me, your host, Manish Nepal.
And this is me, Yagneshwaran Ganesh.
If you are old enough to remember 20 years back when internet was an still emerging technology, blogging was something novel that everybody didn't do. It was limited to a close circle of journalists and brand communication professionals, and a lot of people picked up blogging as it evolved as a new form of media and marketing communications. And the question that we are trying to answer in today's episode is, are we seeing a similar kind of shift in podcasting, at least in the marketing and business circles?
Right. So I'm pretty excited on the factor that you compared blogging here, because the difference between back then and now is now the barrier to entry for blogging has kind of come down massively, right? So today, everybody has their own blogs, at least in the marketing circle, or people who have a specific passion. And that's majorly because, technology has made it really easy. You have WordPress today, you have TypePad, and you have so many such opportunities to actually go out and try blogging for yourself. And for that matter, even platforms like LinkedIn and Twitter allow you to do microblogging to an extent, right? So the change is that what back then seemed like a hobby is now coming into the mainstream.
Right.
And that's also kind of an indication that is happening in the podcasting world as well. So if you look at some of the major brands in the world today, either people are doing podcasting as brands or they are doing it as individuals, but that is really taking off in the scene. So the question is not whether you should be doing this way or that way, but the major question is you should be investing in podcasting because there is enough reason to.
Right. And if you take a close look at the existing podcast around marketing circles, you'll notice that they are not too far from the traditional forms of content marketing. They're just packaged differently in audio formats. So chances are, if you want to invest in podcasting, you just have to tweak your style of content packaging, but you're already doing it in some shape or form. There are many ways to go into podcasts, enter into the field of podcasts. You can do it as a solo person. You can either do it as two hosts talking to each other.
Yeah, that's like us, right?
Yes, yes. So this can definitely one of the models of podcasting. Or the easiest way to get it out is you invite people to talk in your show and you discuss topics that are of mutual interest between your brand and the guests.
Right. So, but if you look at it, the way podcast is presented or blogging is presented, the intent hasn't changed much, right? So traditionally, the focus was always to create interesting content, attract the right kind of audience, and build intrigue and deliver value to them. So that hasn't changed. And if you think of it, between you and me, Manish, we've had the luck or opportunity to try out a variety of formats, right? So be it our coffee conversations, or writing blogs, or doing a set of video series on LinkedIn as well. And today we are looking at podcasts. So in each of these platforms, there has been enough learning. And today we have been doing our podcasting for about 2 months now. And how I see this to be similar is, many of the people might be doing webinars, they might be doing other forms of audio content and still reaching out to this. So it's not too far from stepping into a podcast and trying how that pans out for you.
Exactly. And from a brand and business perspective, I think it's extremely important to embrace podcasting as an emerging field that you should have in your marketing strategy. And from a marketer's point of view, I think it's extremely important for marketers like us to constantly upskill ourselves in all forms of content marketing possible. Like you said, we have already been churning out content either by writing blogs or books, and now we have been experimenting with different kind of formats like audio and video marketing communication, because I think there is benefit in going after all of this. And unless you do it, you won't realize the benefits that you are getting. And we are definitely seeing some of that results in the different kind of formats, content formats that we are experimenting with.
Right. So now the core question, as we initially started, right? So where does podcasting actually fit into your marketing arsenal? And for that, let's look at a couple of pros and cons to actually identify where we can actually fit in. To start with, the first point is podcast is a great medium to build awareness for your brand, be it your company or your individual self. So think of it to be a place where you can build a niche audience for yourself by attracting the right kind of people towards your podcast. And more so if it's your company, you can build your thought leadership around one particular area. And over a period of time, you build trust for the content you're saying. And once that happens, you drive enough interest to your website. And from there on, the engagement and the next aspects take on.
Agreed. So the next logical step after building awareness and enough intrigue around your brand is, how do you engage with those customers who know about your brand? And just like emails, I think podcasts are a great medium for you to directly communicate with your target audience. I mean, imagine what other format of content gets directly into the ear holes, right? I think that's a very powerful thing for podcast to deliver. You can get into the head of your customers on a one-to-one basis.
Right. And one more thing I like as a side note is that podcast does not need your, you know, as a listener, podcast does not need your 100% attention. It's not like reading. So when it comes to blogging, you have to be in front of your laptop or your mobile to read through. But podcast can be a secondary activity. You can listen while you're driving.
That's a great point. Yeah, just like video also, right? Video needs your 100% attention and somewhat of an immersive experience as well.
Exactly. And coming to the third point, well, the key things, you know, is conversion, right? So you have attracted people, you have engaged them enough, but the next step is to actually convert. And if you look at it, the way ads operate on podcast is something that I really enjoy. It is very firsthand. It's not like an ad that plays on your TV or a banner ad, but it's a firsthand experience that you typically see podcast hosts talking about a particular tool that they have used and what has happened to them, or it's more like influencer marketing of sorts, where somebody who has used it, a micro influencer, tells you that this is the impact that they've had. And probably if somebody is interested, then they can go onto that specific website and try out. And in fact, I've also noticed in a lot of podcasts that the podcast hosts also tend to give you a coupon to give a start to a new product. And that probably will also minimize your risk in terms of the costing with respect to that product.
Right. So if you look at it, it fits very nicely into your marketing strategy, ranging from building awareness for your brand to engaging with your customers and, you know, making the relationship transactional by leveraging podcasts to increase signups or increase conversions. Right. But let's talk about other aspect of the discussion. Are there reasons for your brand or for you as a marketer to not do podcasts?
Right. So the first and foremost is, I think podcasts need you to have a strategy around it. So if you do not have a marketing strategy around your podcast idea, then it's better not to do it. So it's not like, you know, you do a Facebook ad just for the sake of it, or you do email marketing just for the sake of it, but it needs to be part of your larger strategy. You need to have a goal, you need to have a direction, you need to have a reason why you're doing a podcast. Is it for your brand? Is it for conversion? Is it for engagement? Then you build the entire messaging and the promotion channels on that and then start doing it.
I love that point, Yag. And the only other point that I have to add on the reasons of not to do podcast is, if you don't have enough resources or if you don't know how to market your podcast well, I think it's a waste of your time and effort to do podcasts. And distribution is as equally important as creating content, right? So one of the things that we are personally also struggling with distributing our AVM Conversation podcast is how to promote it, how to make the most out of our podcast so that it reaches the right kind of person that we are trying to interact with. And if you can crack that, I think it's a work in progress. You really have to have your skin in the game to make it work. But if that's something that you see as a roadblock for many reasons, for lack of resources or whatever, maybe you should reconsider podcasting as making it part of your marketing strategy.
Right. And one of the key learnings for us when it comes to podcasting is, as we spent more time, we realized what kind of audience are resonating more with our content and what parts of the world are listening to us more. And that kind of gives us a real-time feedback as to what is working and what is not working and how we can take things forward. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is to iterate the fact that there is no real template for you to start and follow for a podcast, but it takes time. It's an iterative process. You will get it over a period of time. It's just that you invest enough amount of time and have enough skin in the game, as Manish said, so that you go in the direction that you want to. Start with a plan, be a little more agile, and you will definitely get to that where you're getting.
Right. So I think what I've gathered from all the points that we have discussed so far is, the biggest differentiator for you to decide, you know, either to do podcast or not to do podcast is the decision to act. You know, if you can come up with an answer to that, if you have a bias to action, I think the barrier to entry for podcasting is really low. You can just decide to do it today and pick up your smartphone and use a couple of free tools online, and you can get started right away.
Right. And I'm going to close my pointers with one little secret that I'm going to be sharing today, is that it's best that as hosts, you play to your strengths. That is something that Manish and I do together. In fact, we all know that Manish is good with content, and that is something that he loves to do. And I love the promotional side of things, and I spend a lot of time on that. So when you kind of identify each of the strengths and play according to that, then you also will have clear roles and the podcast also moves forward.
Lovely point, Yag. Let me close this episode by making one appeal that we haven't done enough in the past. We touched upon the problem that we are having in terms of distributing our podcast. So let me take this opportunity to appeal to our listeners who are tuned in today to ask you to subscribe, share, and review the AVM Conversations podcast in whatever platforms or app you listen, because it makes a lot of difference for us to rank on top of these platforms when you decide to review us or give us a 5-star or whatever it is that your feedback is.
Right. So with that, we call this a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to us today. Until the next episode, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the ABM Conversations podcast. Make sure you subscribe and share your comments with us. We're constantly looking for your feedback, thoughts, and suggestions to make the show more relevant to you.